Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Palma Yacht Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host. And today we have Brad Robertson with us from Save the Med. How are you, Brad?
I'm good, thanks, Ria. How are you?
Good. Well, welcome on board. I think this is the first time I've had you. I've had members of your team before, but not you yourself because you're such a busy man.
Yeah, and I must admit that hasn't changed over the last 6 weeks. So it's really nice to be here, finally. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on board because you've got something really interesting coming up. Now, we have seen straight across the board reports from all over the planet about how everything is magically becoming cleaner, magically becoming much more, the water is becoming cleaner, etc. But are we sure that the reason we're seeing bluer waters, especially in the Mediterranean, the reason we are seeing less of anything is because of the lockdown? Or are there other reasons involved? Can you tell us what your project is, what you're aiming to do in the immediate future? And it is very time sensitive.
Yeah, it really is. And just to respond to the comments about all the stuff on social media, it's hard to know what's real, what's not, where the location is, when it was taken, all these elements that that make analyzing all of this data quite difficult. One of the things that really surprised not just Save the Med, but I think the whole scientific community was that when workers were allowed to go back, it was construction workers were allowed to go back. Yet scientists and researchers, that from my point of view as a non-scientist, they're the most important people to have out in the field after something like this. So the scientific world should have been not people that replace roofs and doors, but people that study the environment should have been the first people out there. So on that note, I believe we're having some respite next week, and I know there's a few institutions that have been lucky enough to get out. What we've put together, and this was spearheaded by a couple of our scientific team, and it's a citizen science initiative, and what we're looking for are any anomalies that are in the sea, so anything that is out of the ordinary, that sailors, divers, fishermen, spear fishermen, any, and it don't have to be professionals. All you need to be is a capable seaman to know your local area to be able to make these observations. For example, if we go out to El Toro, where I dive all the time, and we see bigger schools of barracuda or larger schools of particular species, and this is quite something quite rare. I have heard stories. One contact of ours in Menorca, he lives right on the coast, he was saying he's the last couple of weeks he's been observing tuna feeding close to shore, which is another unique situation. So we're putting this out, and although we're focusing here on the Balearics for this. One of the great opportunities with the yachting industry is the outreach around the rest of the Mediterranean. So by all means, please, if anybody's out there on their boats, diving, and they're interested, and I think, after being locked in the house for 6 weeks with my kids, going back to the sea, not just for my personal desire, and I'm sure there's a lot of people watching that are just biting at the bit to be able to throw the lines, start the engines and get out there and do some sailing or diving or stand up paddling or whatever, to do it with a real combined purpose, that all of us here as a community of ocean lovers can contribute to a situation which human beings have never seen before. The fact that the human pressure has been completely relieved, or if not completely relieved, quite heavily relieved from the natural environment and particularly the sea, for all of us to go back out and feel that refreshing feeling of jumping in the water, but also knowing if you come across something unique, put it down, because we'll put all this information together, and should this work well, we may have a very interesting picture of what, not just the Balearic Sea, but what's going on in the rest of the Mediterranean as well.
Well, and it'd be really good to know how long it takes Mother Nature to recoup herself once us humans are sort of disappeared, as it were.
Yeah, I must say, I on a personal level, for all the suffering that's going on out there, people with small businesses that are struggling, people in countries like Argentina where they've got big problems anyway, and this on top, we're all, the yachting community, the diving community, we're all relatively blessed. But to know what's happening now, it's a really, really unique situation. So I'd really encourage anybody that's out there to check out these forums, and I can send you the link that
yes,
we can
please.
Share and get some of this data back.
Well, one question I wanted to ask you is, Save the Med relies on donations. And have you noticed that there is a lack of donations, especially through this time, because people are concentrating on other things, or, of course, businesses are suffering? Is that affecting Save the Med?
At this present moment, Save the Med is what we've been doing, and we quite luckily, but it's not luck. It's happened at every stage of the evolution of Save the Med. The right person has come into the team at the right time, and we hired a new office manager. His name's Jaime. And fortunately for Save the Med, unfortunately for Jaime, he started a week into lockdown. So I've had a real powerhouse working beside me to do all the financial forecasts, to make sure what's going on, what's coming in. We've had various board meetings, and I must say that our board, which is made up of a few yachting industry community members, is solid and fully supporting managerial decisions. So at the moment, we're still making the analysis on where we're going. We're analysing things on a weekly basis. Yes, for sure, particularly those smaller businesses that was supporting us for many, many years. And, it took me 10 years to build up some of these relationships. And now with those smaller donations, which are extremely important, we need to give these people the respect that they deserve from Save the Med and leave them alone. Everybody's going through, even the businesses, the small, medium businesses that are not struggling so much with their operations or their sales, they're still having to redesign the way they do things. So the last thing they want is an NGO tapping on their door 6 weeks into this going, oh, excuse me, sir. I think what Save the Med will be doing over the next couple of weeks is really fine-tuning and readdressing our fundraising strategy, analysing what sort of businesses are still powering through this crisis, and start to look for a broader range of, I would say, bigger businesses that are more stable, that can suffer a loss a lot easier than a small or medium-sized business.
What would a major donor mean to Save the Med and the future?
A major donor to Save the Med, or a major donor to any of these wonderful marine-based conservation and regeneration organisations here in the Balearics or around the Mediterranean, it means the world. And the most important thing with big sponsors is that they come into this with not just the funding, but with the passion and the drive to work together to achieve bigger goals. It really is. The money's wonderful and we can't operate without it. Although I did for many, many years. But now with a team of 13 people, it's impossible. People, successful, financially successful people, through my experience, usually have a lot of good ideas. So by putting their brains together and our brains together and really trying to work together to solve the problems which we're addressing within Save the Med, is really what we're after. It is a family. It's a big family. And even with our funders, some of our biggest funders are very, very close to the team. And this, I think, is one of the big successes of Med.
Well, I have to commend you, because throughout this time frame, you have been having online seminars, you have been teaching classes, and even prior with your beach cleans and going to the schools and explaining the importance of the environment, the sea, You provide a service that I think is invaluable. It's something that is definitely raising the awareness straight across the entire Mediterranean about what our environment means and why we need to keep it safe and why we need to continue to look after it and up our game, as it were, in looking after it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. It's a pleasure and it's a passion, and it's impossible for me to do anything else, I think. So it's you know, for the data collection, the post-lockdown data collection, I really encourage anybody on a yacht that's anywhere in the Mediterranean to do it. And I'm sure in the rest of the world there's other organisations doing something similar. And this is for the Balearics. We've got collaborators here in Mallorca. We've got collaborators in Ibiza, Formentera, and also Menorca. So we've got the four islands relatively well covered, not taking away the importance of the yachting industry here as well. That would be a great help for here. But another really important aspect of the yachting industry is their scope and their range around the Med. So, you know, if we get information, little trickles of information from Malta or from Montenegro or from anywhere that people are, it gives us another contact and potentially to build new relationships with like-minded people in different parts of the Mediterranean.
Well, really, this call goes out to anybody that loves the sea. If you are a recreational boater, if you are a scuba diver, if you just like swimming, anything that has anything to do with the sea, a fisherman, etc., if you are very familiar with your local waters in the Med, please do look for this link and download it and do your part.
Yeah, that's all we ask. And it's hopefully it gives people a little bit more inspiration to get back out there, you know, inspiration to get back out there with a purpose.
Well, and I mean, once they've done that once, you and I both know that they're going to be watching forever.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. And if they don't watch forever, at least 80% of the time would be nice.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it's like I always say, if we all do the best we can, we would probably see a hell of a lot of improvement.
Yeah, definitely. And let's see, you know, this I'm hopeful that we get some sizable data and some interesting data. Yeah. And this may well lay a good foundation for that argument about us understanding the natural environment, which we're actually part of, and trying to work in symbiosis with the natural environment instead of what we've traditionally done over the years, is keep us human beings as one part and nature as another, whereas actually we're all part of it. And we keep destroying nature. There's not going to be much left for us, unfortunately.
Well, we're all dependent upon each other, aren't we?
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
Completely. This is shown with all the internet growth and movement with the COVID-19 situation. You know, it shows how interlinked we are.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Brad, I wish you the best of luck. We will make sure, once you send me all the links, I will make sure to get it out there and I will continue to share it. And hopefully we see a huge group of people decide to do their part and feed you the data so that we can see exactly what has happened in this period of time, because I find it very fascinating and very interesting, and it would be good to see the results. So we'll have to have you back after the results have been tallied and you could let us know what the situation really is.
Yeah, that'd be an absolute pleasure, Rhea. As soon as we've got some info, I'll keep you updated as things roll in.
Excellent. Well, once again, you have been listening to Brad Robertson. Thank you, Brad, for your time from Save the Med.
Thanks so much, Rhea. Thank you very much.
Once again, this has been another episode of Palma Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea Rao. I have been your host. We'll see you next episode.